When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to Single Sounds. I am your host, Katie Mack, and this is the podcast that helps you find a date. I interview the lovely singles of London, and you get to write in if you think you like the sound of them. This week is a guy in his late 20s looking for something meaningful and enjoyable dates with a lucky lady. He is a hopeless romantic who isn't shy around fancy dates and likes the finer things such as fashion and buying clothes. If you do go on a date with him, make sure you compliment his beige outfit. He is sober, so expect some well-planned dates that don't revolve entirely around alcohol. And as he said, hit him up if you want some date recs because he has plenty. His best mate suggests anyone who applies should be able to take a good photo, and maybe you can encourage him to smile in pictures, as that's something he's working on. He is naturally more shy with new people, but he warms up a lot as he gets to know you. And if he's 5 minutes late to your date, it's probably because he got lost at Bank Station. Hello, welcome to Single Sounds.
Hello, made it here somehow. Thanks for having me.
You made it.
Yeah, took a bit of convincing, but you know, we made it.
I think you did all right. I suggested it once, you were like, not sure, and then you came back. I think you did well.
Yeah, I mean, dating became so tragic that I was like,
why not?
Why not reach out to the love guru herself to change my fortunes? But no, I'm happy to be here.
Good, I'm glad. Let's start with your dating profile. First question is, who are you sexually attracted to?
Women, ladies, for my sins.
Yeah. And what are you looking for?
I say I'm at the age now, 28, where you're looking for something a bit more meaningful, or you're prepared for something to lead into something more meaningful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, unconscious, obviously, being in the state that we're in and everything that comes with it, there's a lot that goes into that kind of dating. I just want to be in a space where I just enjoy getting to meet new people and meet the kind of people that could lead to something more meaningful and be prepared for that. But if it's the case that life gets in the way or it's not meant to be, then I'm kind of aware and assured in myself that you can just take everything in your stride. So just open to meeting new people and hopefully progress into something more meaningful, but not getting too despondent if that's a while away still.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a really good attitude, to be fair. Back in the dating game, I'm like, oh no.
I
just want to have good dates, that's it.
Yeah, I think I've just been through different phases where it's been terribly wrong, where either I've approached it completely the wrong way or I've just gone for the completely wrong type of people. Mm. And I'm just ready to just put the kind of past and bad experiences aside and just be more kind of purposeful. And I think as time goes on, you meet more people who are just more
aligned,
upfront and aligned, or just generally good people to speak around. You may not even be attracted to them, or it may not lead into anything, but you're just having just really good conversations with people and getting their perspective that kind of may feed into how you approach situations going forward.
No, I agree. I'm quite proud to say that this year I haven't had any bad dates. Like, everyone's been at least a decent person and been interesting. And if there's not a romantic connection, like, that's okay. But at least, like you said, I've actually enjoyed just sitting down and chatting to someone new, and then it hasn't felt like a complete waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst. Like, I still get those from time to time. And I could see myself walking into those kind of bad directions. But I just have that persistence. Like, if it's like someone who's not your type, or like just doesn't seem to be interested in you, you still want to just trying to convert them somewhere somehow.
Like, yeah, that's
some,
hard.
Like,
yeah,
it's some sort of weird rom-com
that you're living in just for yourself.
It's like, who the hell are you, sort of thing. But I still made those mistakes from time to time. But like you, as time goes on, I'm better at picking the people I spend time with.
I think we just know our deal breakers a bit more as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's things, obviously, that I'll probably reveal now that may not be ideal for some, but you know, it's
just all we're not looking for up. Some, we're looking for one.
Yeah, we're looking for the one, exactly. That's why we're here.
I always say that, so you only need one.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Do you have any like height age preferences?
Do men have height preferences? I'm very interested to find this out.
They probably do if they're really short.
Yeah, because obviously...
Like, they wouldn't maybe want a really tall girl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to be too arrogant, but I don't have issues with height. Like,
it's fine. It's just honest. It's not
Yeah,
it's
just like six foot two. Yeah, tall, dark and mildly handsome sort of thing. But no, yeah, 6 foot two. So I've dated people who have like been as short as 5 foot, and I've dated people. I think the tallest person I dated is like 5'9", 5'10". She came from a really tall family as well. But yeah, like varies all different shapes and sizes. No real preference there.
Yeah.
I think obviously when it comes to age, like 28 years old, so I'd normally say like several years either side. Like the best dating experiences I've had with people older than me, like close to 30, 31, 32. But you meet people younger than you, like in their mid-20s, who just have everything together shit-wise. Yeah. And it's like, oh God, you're showing me up here massively. You try not to be too intimidated. So yeah, I'd say like my radius is like 25 to 35, but realistically, it's probably like 25 to 32, 33.
Yeah, yeah, good honesty. I agree. I feel like mine's like 4 years.
I feel like it's more kind of acceptable for women, I think, to date older. I think it's more, not acceptable, but more routine. Whereas older guys, apart from the Hollywood couples I see where there's big age gaps because like their circumstances are wildly different to ours, those kind of things are more commonplace there than they are like in the day-to-day world.
Yeah. And finally, where would you like to date?
It's more convenient for me to date in and around where I work because I go into the office quite a lot, and which is around London Bridge, and I've always worked around London Bridge, Soho area. In terms of actual location, I actually still live at home, which I encourage anyone who lives within commute or distance to London with, who's single and can do it.
Yeah.
Because the way it's...
No, I would. If my family lived close enough, I would live at home.
Like, the amount you guys pay for your rent, it just like, I could if I really wanted to, and I've been tempted to in the past, but until maybe one more promotion or so, and then have a little bit of breathing room on the finance bracket, and then maybe do it. But like zone 6 living is still fine for me at this moment of time. But yeah, still tend to date close to where I work.
No, I don't think there's any shame living at home. Like, I think it's just smart. Like, especially, I think it's more like if you get on with your family and they're not annoying, like...
It's just like, it just makes perfect sense. And like, it's just the prices and whatnot. Like, going back to pre-COVID and I started working in the industry I am, I thought like when I got to this level I am, like a few levels up, that I'd be able to rent anywhere I want to in London. Mm. And then COVID happened and the housing market exploded, and it's just like,
it's insane.
Staying at home, like, what am I moving for? But yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. And like you said, being on your own, it's just like so much harder being a single person.
Yeah.
I could go on about that for ages. Let's move on to the three A's. So the first one is acceptance. Will they be accepting of your flaws and your quirks? And the first question you picked is, what is your most toxic trait?
So this is an interesting one because I'm quite reserved, shy, kind of like to myself kind of person, but I'm also vain as fuck. So
vain.
Yeah, vain as anything. Like, want to look the part, buy all these clothes, spend ridiculous amounts on clothes, try to cut down on dad's New Year's resolution. But yeah, just generally trying to like, period as much in periods, trying to get that kind of tacit level of gratification, whether it's people in the office saying you're looking nice or approaching someone on a date or a bar.
Like that.
Who doesn't to a degree, where it's just like kind of that toxic level sometimes, where you know that you get to a stage where you should be assured enough in yourself to know that, oh, you're shit and you're a catch and you'll find your kind of person, but you still get those knocks of confidence from time to time, which we all go through. And I feel like that kind of hits me a lot. So it's an interesting one. And I'd probably say other than that, like the major caveats that I have around sort of dating is I'm not really a drinker. So that's been one that growing through the dating scene through my 20s, in your early 20s, it's more of like a weird kind of situation when you're approaching dates and you're going to bars and whatnot and you're having like the soft drink on the mocktail and you may raise a few eyebrows. Initially, when I lived out in New York for a year after graduation, it was something I did sometimes, like because I don't know what they do to their drinks there, but it just like feels like a sweet sort of fizzy drink sometimes when you go to a bar and whatnot. So it didn't hurt my dating experiences there, but I realized it when I moved to London.
Yeah.
Moved back to London, moved back home. It was just a bit of a hurdle to overcome at some stages, but it's an interesting one. But as I've gotten older and had more kind of dating experiences, people have more defined relationships with alcohol.
I agree. I've dated so many more sober people this year than ever before. Yeah.
Whereas friends, like in my close circle of friends, it's always been like 50-50, drink, don't drink. But even wider than that, people are like oh, this is who I am and this is how many drinks I'll have sort of thing. And yeah, if that's for me, great. If it's, if you need someone who's going to be more sociable and outgoing and drink with you, then I'm probably not the person for you. But other people have been like, yeah, it's so great that you don't really drink much because I'm always worried or conscious. I think someone said to me, I'm so conscious that like when you go on dates and you're just getting sloshed to like just get the night time over with, and it may end up going to whatever stage it goes to, and you're curious about whether the person's generally interested in you or whether it was the good old liquor talking. So
yeah, it's so hard to tell sometimes. Yeah, you're like, wait, did I have a good time because I was just drinking?
Yeah, it's hard to tell when you're sober as well, so I can't imagine what it's like for you guys who just like kind of just neck pints and plus pints and spirits down until like you guys go into things.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. And I feel like it pushes the conversation into things that you probably wouldn't talk about unless you had a few drinks in you.
Yeah.
Which isn't always good. Like the other day, someone told me that they got sexually abused on a first date at the age of 12. And I was like, I don't think we were meant to go there on the first date.
I feel like men and our gender and my past experience, we lean towards those kind of weird conversations to begin with. So I don't need any prompts. And I've definitely had nightmares about visualizing a drunk me, but I don't think that's gonna happen. But you never know, you might find like a drink that's really cool and want to neck down like three times.
So is it that you don't like the taste?
Yeah, it's all about taste. There's nothing, no moral stance or no anything about it. I've been in and around alcohol like growing up, school, uni and everything, but just the taste, like I can't.
Yeah, honestly, it's fair. I don't think it's that nice. Like, yeah, I like it now, but I think I probably like developed
and people
a like for it a bit, like how people do with coffee.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you should just try mixing and stuff like that. It's like,
you can still taste it.
You can still taste it, and it's like, you
know, even vodka orange.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just like very sensitive taste buds, and yeah, it's all good. And I say the other caveat alongside that, and this is a deal breaker. I used to have this on my dating app profile and got no likes whatsoever for the period is around my issue with pets. So I think cats are fine because I've like been around sort of like on the road we live in, neighbors have cats, and like multiple roads down there have cats, but dogs have always been an issue for me because just childhood phobia, getting bites from dogs, like boarding school. Yeah, caveat, I went to boarding school. get out of the way. Used to have like other experiences with my housemaster's dogs. And then even I had a situation once where I went on a date and I was in New York and we went back to the girl's place and her little, don't know, it was just a very small dog, but it was just biting. Yeah. And because I'm just not friendly, I just don't know how to stand around them. It was just like biting on my feet the whole time. And it's like, got to the stage where I said she got cock blocked by a dog. So always love to bring that story up. But yeah, it's those are probably the two quirks I have that may have been off putting for someone. But you know, it's all good. And then, yeah, the vanity is a bit of an interesting one as well.
Yeah, that's funny. How often do you think you spent money on clothes?
Oh, when payday hits, like, I go like a little scroll around ASOS and then pick up a few things. And then if I didn't want to spend the money this week, this month, I just put it on Klarna and then delay it and all that kind of stuff. I have a really nice wardrobe, but, you know, it's like...
I mean, that's very important when you're dating. You won't wear the same outfit twice because... I had to bin off a guy this year because he wore the same t-shirt twice and it really gave me the ick.
I can't get to that stage again. Like I used to be that guy, I think, up until I graduated. And then when I moved to New York and I saw how people, I even saw like my friends I moved out there with were dressing, it was like, I have to get my shit together here. Yeah. Or else I'm just going to be completely alone in this flat wall living in and not, not get any successful ladies or just like, not have any fun. So that was really the turning point. And then, yeah, just from there being obsessed. And this, and even gets to the stage, and I forgot to mention, it's just like, I don't smile often in my pictures, like I have this weird thing, and it's just like, it's not a conscious habit, but I just feel like the smoldering sort of like kind of look, it's like something that people are more drawn to. That's why how my twisted mind thinks sometimes.
Okay.
Like you just don't, the smoldering look just try to attract more people, but it doesn't, and it's weird sometimes.
Now you got good teeth too.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, blessed with good teeth and good genes, thanks, shout out to mom and dad. But like now I try to consciously smile. I get that, you know, Chandler from Friends sort of thing, season 7, when they're trying to do like their pre-wedding photos.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like fake the smile. You try like, look down, look out sort of thing. I just
can't do it. Or the planets.
I just can't do it. So I've been like, and I have like my work headshots coming up in a few weeks. And I'm just like, oh God, it's not going to look. Because the last time I did it was like 2020 pre-COVID for my first job, and I was just like, I was like this half smile sort of weird thing, and it feels like half my face is dropping now, like I have a stroke or something, and I'm just like,
because you didn't know what to do.
Yeah, just like, God, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. And then it was like, obviously you'd say smile, I was like,
you're awkward.
It's just like, so yeah, hopefully future family photos and all that stuff isn't gonna be too much of an issue, but you know, vanity is something that we all have to overcome, I guess.
Yeah. No, I think everyone is a little bit vain. I'd hope so. If you care about your appearance, I feel like that's a good thing. So, good honesty.
Yeah. Get the brutal honesty out of the way.
Yeah, I'm definitely a bit vain. That's fine. Next question is, what do you wish more people understood about you?
It's hard to phrase this, but I wish, and I think the issue I've had when dating in the past is around, there's more to what meets the eye on the first glance. So you may have a first date, it may be like the awkward phase conversation and get things flowing. And that's generally who I am with people. At first glance, you ask any of my friends, ask even family members. Like, I remember I started one of my first jobs, after I moved out for New York, so 5 years ago now. And then the first bit of feedback I got, in a half year review, is like, oh, you're a bit kind of awkward and standoffish. And I was like, am I? I just feel like a weird being.
That's just me.
Yeah. And then I went home, also, I was like, Mom, do you feel awkward? She's like, yeah, you are that with new people. I was like, oh, great. That's selfish, but no, brutal honesty that you need. And that's how I am with people, and that's how I approach dating scenarios. Sometimes it can be like that awkward kind of thing, but once you get through,
they are bloody awkward.
I just can't deal with it. And it's just,
I'm not too awkward, and I find them awkward. It is just awkward. You don't know who you're meeting. You don't even know what they look like. It's tough.
Yeah, and it's just that initial phase, and that phase may last a few hours. It may last a couple of dates.
Yeah.
But I know how cutthroat it is, can be like dating, feel like a job interview process where one bad move and you're like, CV chucked in the bin sort of thing. So the best experience I've had, I've dated people multiple times, is slowly unrolling, feeling that comfort levels within them. And like I said, it can come within a few hours or can come within a few dates with people. And I feel like if you ask anyone around me, the different layers to my personality come out. Some of the more redeeming features and some of the not so more redeeming features, but it's just once I get close to people, is you bear your fruits and everything, and you show them 100% of who you are.
Yeah,
but it just takes a while to unwrap. So I wish that people, especially people I encounter on dates and whatnot, they don't get too judgy and thrown off about the situation. And that goes for everyone.
I think we're all a bit bad at that. We expect the first interaction to be so amazing, and it just isn't most of the time.
No, it never is. It's just that initial kind of awkwardness. I know some things pacify it, like alcohol or the environment you're in, kind of things, but you shock yourself from the amount of times where the initial first impressions can kind of change over time. Oh, so
100%.
That's not a desperate plea to please give me another chance, but it's just something that people just could keep in mind from time to time.
I don't think anyone's themselves on a first date. I'm not. I'm some weird version. I sometimes come away from them, I'm like, who was that? Who was she?
We've all been there, what the fuck am I doing?
Let's move on to adventure section. First question is, what is your funniest dating story?
Oh God, so this happened when I was living in New York. Again, I mention that a lot. I lived in New York for a year. I was on the internship program there. And Matt's the girl on Hinge. I only just started using Hinge. And at this stage, I thought dating apps were the pen pal sort of thing, where you just chat and you have no intention of meeting the person. But New Yorkers are very forward, so they won't even bother message. And you're just yeah, this is great. Great to meet you. Shall we go for a drink? And I was like, oh, great. Where are you from? How you do? Sort of thing. I'm great, but I can tell you more of this over the drink sort of thing. Yeah, cool. I was like, yeah, cool. Let's do it. So springtime, early springtime, middle of March, we went to our favorite spot in New York. This is the lowest east side of Manhattan. It's a really great spot. There's a lot of well-known bars there, rooftops and whatnot. But the girl picked the pace, and that's something that most people usually do. So it's a very interesting sort of thing.
Mm.
She picked this spot, and it was off the wall sort of thing, not too fun for the closest station, so it was all good. I was thinking, fine. But I get there outside, and it's this is a very interesting spot. It's probably the size of the room that we're recording in. There's three tables that were reserved, and then the counter area where the bar is. And I get there, and it's oh, this is interesting. And then to my right, I notice there's a stage just right opposite the table where we're sat, and there's a curtain, and I was what's going on here? Didn't think much of it. ultimately get into the date, we're having like a really good conversation, just the pleasantries, getting to know each other and everything, and it was really cool. And then like an hour hits, and then it hits 9 o'clock, and this is apparently showtime. And
oh, God.
This is where the lady divulged to me that we are at a burlesque show.
Oh, like part a of a proper one.
Like no, she didn't think it was proper. And we get there, and he's like, yeah, I like taking people out of their comfort zone. It's like, yeah, no shit, I wasn't expecting this. I was like, what the fuck's going
it
on?
It disrupts the date a bit as well, because like all of a sudden then you can't chat.
And he's like, oh, I want to see if you can handle this and sort of thing.
Yeah, wow.
And like,
okay.
Fine. And then the date starts, and it takes over the whole place. Like, everyone starts like whooping and cheering.
Yeah,
because they probably know what's happening and whatnot.
Yeah, they're regulars.
And then she was expecting for it to be like, yeah, just a tame version of the show, like a Chicago the musical sort of thing.
Yeah, just like a few items.
Yeah, a few items, but we got the whole show.
Oh, wow.
I was like, and they got that like 15, 20 minutes in, and like everything's coming off, and I'm just not sure where to look sort of thing. Actually, she could say I'm uncomfortable, but I don't want to be uncomfortable because of what she's already said. And like,
yeah,
want people to feel out their comfort zone. And
it was
just
layers.
Like, oh, it's all sorts of going thing, and they're just like, oh, too much is happening here. And then it gets like 45 minutes in, there's like an intermission, and she's like, oh, should we go? Because I think she's wasn't expecting to be that much either. And then, yeah, it was just like an abrupt ending to the evening. And then, like, yeah, said like goodbyes and everything. I was just thinking to myself, like, I've never been on a first date experience like that before.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is so cool. And it was just like, yeah, never open a girl again and anything. So I obviously
you didn't pass the test.
Didn't pass the test, but, you know, some tests, like, are just not meant to be passed. Like, you know.
Yeah.
That module I can live with failing. But, you know, it was definitely, and nothing has come close to, like, the weirdest first date experience I've had. The lady, the company was lovely and everything, but the environment was not what I was expecting. And I'm not even like someone who's prudish or like that or anything, but just when your mind's not prepared for something.
I agree. I was like, very unsure what
I was like, what on earth is going on?
I think it's just because it was like only an hour in as well. Like maybe if it was like 3 or 4, do you know what I mean? Like you're a bit more comfy. But yeah, I'm thinking of some of the first dates I've been on recently, and like if a show started happening an hour in, I'd just be like, what? And then, yeah, they're basically naked as well. I just... And then knowing that they picked that, I would be very concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like it. It was a 10% of me like, oh, it's kind of... Yeah. She's kind of shitty into me. Like, no, and I was still probably like young and innocent, like 22-year-old me is like, nah.
Yeah, like, that's so true. Also, like being low 20s, I would have just been like mind boggled.
It's like, yeah, never experienced like any just like in life. It's like, oh God, I want to go home.
Yeah.
My bed, am I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. But, yeah, it's just you live and you learn sort of thing. It's always good to have those out of the box experiences.
Yeah. I'm guessing now you normally pick the date location.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned this in the previous podcast actually, that, yeah, you want. Women want men to be more assertive and stuff where you but it's getting to the stage where I'm using the same places in rotation.
I think that's fine. I think have a regular spot, like you know, unless the bar staff start to get to know you, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's that, and it's just like you want to switch off a little bit. General rotation, but yeah. And especially, there's been times where I've had one shit day one week and then gone to the same place like another week.
Yeah, and you're reminded.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't really want to avoid those sort of spots from time to time. But yeah, if anyone needs some date recs, hit me up. Because yeah, had enough failed dates to last a lifetime.
Oh, hopefully we could change that.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is, what is the award you should be nominated for?
Oh, this is easy. Lack of direction. And this is maybe a metaphor for my actual life, just no direction going anywhere. But no, just lack of direction in terms of like finding places, locations. I think obviously growing up in London, it's easier. I spent a lot of time outside of London because of school and uni, but obviously like commuting and being in within and going to different events and everything. You get more accustomed, and like, yeah, grew up in Northwest, parents worked for a lot in East, and friends and family live in South, so got to experience those a little bit. But it's the commuting that is really kind of interesting sometimes. Like there's different elements that are a complete maze to me, like Bank Station still gives me
that's horrible. There's like seven exits.
Liverpool Street another one with the whole kind of Elizabeth Line stuff, and it's just like there's just so many, and been late to many a day. I'm sorry for the poor people who've had to be subjected to me being 20 minutes late and all that kind of thing.
Because you just got lost.
You just got lost, and it's like, How can I explain to this, like, more people who are probably from outside London but have moved here for work?
Yeah.
I can't explain to them that I'm a Londoner who's lived in this place for like 20 plus years, but I still don't know who the fuck I'm to. Yeah. So this is fucking embarrassing. So, but I think I'm getting there in terms of London. It was New York where it was a bigger issue. So I downloaded an app there called Bounce. It was quite new for its time. So it was basically a concept where you have a 30-minute slot to match someone. You pick like a bunch of locations and it shows like the map of New York and surrounding boroughs, and you just kind of and you kind of tap in which regions you'd be suitable for date location in, or you'd be happy going to date. And we'll stay just outside the border in a place called Newport, New Jersey, which, like, anyone knows is 20-minute train into the city. So it was all good. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so I was just tapping anywhere. Never seen a map of New York in my life. And then one time I tapped into like there was this bridge, and I was like, oh, this must be Brooklyn. Well, it'd be great to go into Brooklyn. And then a few times I was unlucky, like missed a 30-minute slot, didn't get any matches, but then match with someone. And it was like, you have to meet at 7 o'clock, 7:30 at this spot in the next 3 hours. Wow. It's like really instant, spontaneous.
That's
really
so cool.
Really cool idea. Yeah. And it's like what's got me out of my shell initially. The issue is I've never been to Brooklyn before, Sage. And it was like 3 trains I had to get. And then lost initially. I was like, oh, I was messaging the person on the app saying like, oh, I'm going to be a few minutes late. So, oh, no, don't worry. Then a few minutes turns into 10, 10 turns into 15. And then finally get off at the right stop. And then I end up going to the bar, which is opposite the bar I should have been at. And she's like, where the hell are you? And I'm like, I'm here, sort of thing. She's like, oh my God, you're a time waster. And then just completely never hear from her again.
No way.
And it's just like, yeah, it was probably 45 minutes down from where the date should have started. And oh God. So
tough.
Lack of direction. And lack of direction just cost me massively there. And there was another issue. Like, even in Manhattan, you have like, it's a grid system. So you have West 30th Street or East 30th Street. I had one like in the summer. It was meant to be like some sort of pub for like a meal with someone. And it was like, East 30th Street, but I went to West 30th Street, and I was like, oh no problem, I'll just like scoot down. But no, you text, make sure it's like a half an hour walk sort of thing. So it was me kind of like power walking in the middle of summer. It must be like 30 degrees, and I was just like, oh, completely sweated out.
Those blocks are long.
Gross. But thankfully the date did go ahead this time, and we had a fun, good conversation. But I don't think she would have been too impressed with me dripping sweat sort of thing, just panting all the way down to make it, so I don't embarrass myself. But you know, lack of directions and been a big issue. Just,
yeah.
Like, there'd be times where you're just waiting for an Uber and you say, oh, I'll meet here, but you're meeting all the way across the other side of the road.
Yeah, I've had that. And you're like, oh no, the dot was miles away.
Geography was by far my worst subject at school as well. So, yeah, something I need to overcome at some stage.
Award for getting lost in London the most, just by living here.
It is what it is.
Yeah, at least you're aware, self-aware.
Yeah. Yeah, self-awareness is key.
It's always good. Okay, let's move on to affection section. You picked, what is your biggest ick?
So I have two. I mean, I'm a very easygoing person. Like, nothing really icks me out massively. But there's one I noticed recently that is an ick of mine, and it's vape pens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about it. It's not even like, and it's funny because I work with a guy and he has like one of the old school ones, like it's full turbocharged.
Oh yeah, like, they're massive, aren't
they? Like, look like a big battery pack, and he like creates his own vapes and stuff, and that looks all right. But the ones that really wake me up, like I might be walking, or I might be in like a bar or club or somewhere, or I might be in like just walking to see, oh, that guy's quite cute, like it'd be great. But as he whips out like this little vape pen, and it's like
the most bright colored one,
he's like sucks into it like he's a school kid. He's like, and there's something so like, immature about it that it's like, oh my God, I just can't stand it. And it's like, I remember once I was walking back with a girl to the station after the day, and she brought it out. So, like, mind, I'll do this. And then part of me just wants to curl up in the ball. And
it's like, yes, I do mind.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. It's like, oh God. But no, it's just like vape pens are just like.
So, the like, are the refillable ones better? You know, like the like traditional.
To be honest, I'd just rather that people smoked. I've been around cigarette smoke enough of my life. I had friends and family members who smoked intermittently or regularly. And I'm just more accustomed to that.
Yeah. I kind of get what you mean too, but I think it looks a bit cooler.
It's just more, just like. More normal to me. It's just like we eat soccer that something like as a lollipop or a toy.
And they do taste like lollipops too.
It's like, I get they're more healthy or whatnot, but you just see them, again, you just see them plastered around like the street and everything, so it can't be that great for the environment either.
No, they're it's terrible. Like, it's gonna be
so,
banned.
So
yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't really have an issue with people's actual cigarette smoke, but the vapes, it's like... God, think about it.
I have just an issue with smoking in general. I could not go out with a smoker. So.
Yeah, I completely understand that, but I'm just so used to it that I don't mind it. I think the other one is when girls talk about their icks.
Yeah,
it's just that's another one. Like, there's two elements to it. Like, I find it kind of funny. Like, in my last job, we had like a few girls who talk about their icks at regular times, and some of them were hilarious. Like, I remember one girl, like, bless her soul, lovely lady, but she was talking about like how she went to bounce with a guy and.
Ping pong.
Yeah, running after ping pong balls.
That is bad. And if they miss it, it's so bad.
No, you guys are so savage. I just can't believe it. I'm so savage. Like, just like small moments, like 5 seconds of your life, you just can look away.
I would. Like, if I was on a date with someone at bounce, I would actually just look away when they go pick up the ball. God,
I get it at the same time because they speak to me harder. You're just like scrambling around, like you're like Tom catching Jerry sort of thing.
Yeah, it's more just like the hand-eye coordination. Like, it's just an ick if you can't catch it, like.
And then there'll be like one of another
the fumbling,
and then there's another one like a girl that's like, oh, when a guy went to pay and a card got declined, it's like,
no,
it's like, oh god, because that's happened to me in the past. It's like, now you're thinking, oh, did the girl get icked out of me being card declined? It's like, it was an issue of the card, they have money there, I promise. Or but it's just like, I get it the way, because
sometimes it's the reader, like, not your card,
But yeah, it's just, it's
hard to argue that with the merchant, yeah,
in that moment, and you don't want to be like, oh, you don't want to kind of fight your case, because
like, yeah, that looks worse.
You need to make it, you need to style it off, like make it look candid.
Being like, oh, weird, I'll try again.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, like, there's some that I like understand, and for some girls, like, they'll be in relationships and like get icked out by their partners, like, too bad, you sign, you're in a deep end now. But there's some people who just like, I get having high standards, and I get like, having high expectations of the people you date, but I think people sometimes take it a bit too far with the kind of things. Like, I remember being on a date with someone and just listing like the kind of things they've been weirded out by guys for, and it's like, wow, you're actually a bitch. Like, I'm trying to be as nice as possible. I always try to see the positive in people, especially people you're dating, because you don't want to feel like it's a waste of your time. But like, some people just take it way too far, and it just like, it results in awkward pause, and it makes you feel more awkward being around them. And it's just like, do I try and like buck the system and buck the bad trend, or just accept that this person is probably not gonna not gonna find love, but he probably will. But he's just like,
too picky. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
It's possible. I guess some girls accept that their high level expectations would exclude like 99% of the dating
pool,
and they're successful with that. And they accept that, and they're more confident in their skin, and more power to them. But it's girls that feel like they can exclude that amount of the population, but still, but still find their Prince Charming. And just like, come on, you have someone has to give here, sort of thing. And
I can imagine that. To be fair, like, I feel like no man has ever read me his ick list, so it's just like a very feminine thing to do. Like,
we don't sit around and say, oh, this. You did this one thing on a day, it gave me it. Like,
yeah, and also you're so right, like, if a guy said that, he'd be cancelled. So it is a bit double standards that we can get away with having like whole notes of lists on our phones. It's half a joke, but then actually people take it way too far.
Yeah, there's a guy who'd be like, yeah, I wasn't feeling it, it's like the vibe weren't there, kind of thing, I leave it at that.
Yeah, you don't need to, like, pinpoint.
But girls, it'd just be the whole debrief, the group chat must be going off, like, with that kind of thing. And he's just like, I know.
You're the subject of that, must be weird.
Yeah, I'm no saint, and I've definitely been a subject of many a group chat or WhatsApp message, but it's just good. Because I want to get to a stage where I'm not paranoid about dating and stuff like that. I'm just trying to be as well behaved as possible. But, you know, some girl, you just can't escape the wrath.
You can't. Let's listen to your close friend's summary of why someone should date you.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Why should you date my friend? You should date my friend if you're looking for Northwest London's finest. 6 foot, late 20s. London born and raised, but with essential Nigerian heritage for some extra seasoning. Hairline straighter than a ruler. Beard sharp like the word of God. Amen. Smart, educated, friendly, unintentionally and accidentally funny. The anchor of our friendship group since secondary school. Always there for his friends, so he'll definitely always be there for you. Always a willing host and a proactive planner when it comes to outings. If you're lucky, you might even get taken out to the sticks for a day trip. But be aware, if you want to date my friend, you must be good with the camera. Taking good pictures is a must. Applicants with less than 5 years experience of quality Instagram photography will not be accepted. Also, since his glow up began in his early 20s, a new man and fashion sense emerged. However, it came with a fascination with the colour beige. Beige hats, beige shirts, beige trousers, beige shoes. Sometimes all worn at the same time. But don't be fooled by the posing and modelling pictures on his Instagram. This is a soft, clean-hearted public school boy who wears his heart on his sleeve when it comes to dating and love.
Oh, God. Don't know whether to laugh, cry, or like.
I liked it.
Oh, it was brilliant, and yeah, you know, that's just it's great to have friends that you've known. Like, I've known that guy since nursery, but we grew close in secondary school, and yeah, my close circle of friends are very near and dear to me.
That's nice and important.
And very important, yeah. No one wants to date a loser, so.
No, you're right. Honestly, the amount of people I get that like. Just say that their ick is a guy that doesn't have friends, and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of true.
I was so worried that like these guys don't respond to their phones. I was like hoping that.
Yeah, imagine they're the first guest in history not to have one. Exactly. I've come close, to be fair. Yeah, but...
that was part of the reason why I was so scared to come on. I was like, God,
my friends are shit.
My friends are fucking shit. They're just not gonna respond to their phones. It's like, oh God, but
yeah, you sent me two, and they actually both did. Yeah, like in timely manner, and I was like, they're here for the cause.
Yeah, because he's like a mission get mystery man on the date.
Yeah. But the beige comment was funny because you are sat in beige.
Yeah, loyal to the brand.
It's a good colour though.
It is a very good colour. Like,
it looks
people
good on
hate,
you, so
like, yeah.
you know your colours.
Exactly.
It
looks very good on me. And even when we went to one of my close friends' weddings in Nigeria last year, the beige suits for the main wedding was like
nice.
Massive tot. So yeah, definitely going to be wearing that suit out as get at some stage. Maybe to a fancy date with someone. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I love a fancy date. Do you like a fancy date? Not like you'd have to have a first date, but like...
Yeah, no, it depends. Maybe
like, say you've gone on a sixth date, fancy
yeah,
date.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you want to switch up every now and again. I've always like, yeah, I'm helplessly romantic, so I want to do those fancy stuff every now and again. But you can't obviously lay your cards out too much at some stage because, yeah, it may fall back in your face sometimes.
Yeah, there's definitely a thing of like, it looks like you're trying to prove something if you're spending like too much and like booking really nice places. I feel like it looks like you have something to prove, even though you don't probably.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I'm definitely the kind of thoughtful, kind of meaningful gift giver, but I'm not the extravagant gift giver.
Yeah.
I like do like themed necklaces and flowers and stuff like that, but won't go overboard just yet.
Yeah, that's for wife status.
Yes, that's exactly. So there has to be some barriers in place, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, no, I so get it. Okay, summary time. Give me a short summary of why someone should date you.
I could try and keep this short, but like, I'd say I'm someone with like, yeah, a lot of love to give, a lot of care of affection, of someone who wants to experience things with new people, and the traveling, the romance, the kind of being swept off your feet is something that I'm all the way here for as I get older and get more grumpier. And I just want someone to share that with. Ultimately, bear your heart and soul to someone and potentially see something more meaningful with them. There's nothing better than seeing those around you, find those kind of experiences and those people and those experiences with people that I can share things with.
Mm.
And I'm just hoping at some stage that I'll get to that stage with someone.
Oh yeah, aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. I've seen those posts and I'm like, one day.
One day, yeah, exactly.
For me, it's the proposals. I'm like, yeah. One day.
seen two of the, yeah, even here, like one of my friends is like, oh, I got engaged over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Like all that kind of thing.
And you're so happy for them.
And you're so
and
happy.
And you are like,
you fucking bastard.
Yeah.
It's like,
I want that moment.
It's like, yeah, like you perfect relationship. Like, but I know those times will come. For me, eventually, hopefully. But it's just about kind of the journey and everything that comes with it and all the experience you can have with someone
yeah.
that I'm ready here for. And I'm ready
to time will
of,
come.
And that time will come.
Agreed. Sure. I like that. End it there. Time will come. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
So if you want a guy with a lot of love to give, write into the podcast at Single Sounds on Instagram to get his details. You can also email into the podcast, singlesoundspodcast@gmail.com, and you can find all these links in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll be back next week with a single lady of London. Hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.